My Comforter by Emily Bronte. Well hast thou spoken, and yet not taught, a feeling strange or new. Thou hast but roused a latent thought, a cloud-closed beam of sunshine brought to gleam in open view. Deep down, concealed within my soul, that light lies hid from men, yet glows unquenched, though shadows roll, its gentle ray cannot control about the sullen den. Was I not vexed in these gloomy ways to walk alone so long? Around me, wretches uttering praise or howling o'er their hopeless days, and each with frenzy's tongue. A brotherhood of misery, their smiles as sad as sighs, whose madness daily maddened me, distorting into agony the bliss before my eyes. So stood I in heaven's glorious sun and in the glare of hell. My spirit drank a mingled tone of seraph's song and demon's moan, what my soul bore, my soul alone within itself may tell. Like a soft air above a sea tossed by the tempest's stir, a thaw wind melting quietly, the snowdrift on some wintry lea. No, what sweet thing resembles thee, my thoughtful comforter? And yet a little longer speak, calm this resentful mood, and while the savage heart grows meek for other token, do not seek, but let the tear upon my cheek evince my gratitude. The End. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.